Tittle always goes commando.
Very happy now to be joined by actor Matthew Lillard. The new movie he's in is called Trouble with the Curve. It's out on September 21st, and you might know Matthew from his days on the Scream movies and also with the Scooby-Doo. He was Shaggy, as you might remember, as well. And Matthew, when I first heard about this movie, I figured that, you know, Clint Eastwood has written and directed another movie, but that's not the case, is it?
No, his longtime collaborator, Rob Lorenz.
Okay, and so how did this project come together?
Well, I mean, it's good. I mean, Clint Eastwood is a guy that says, I want to do a movie in June, and you're in June, and you're shooting a movie, come hell or high waters. I mean, he's that kind of a guy. He's had that kind of power at Warner Brothers for the last 30 years. And so, look, they found a script that had baseball as the backdrop, but it had a family, a great family story behind it. And it's a relationship story between Clint and his daughter, Amy Adams. And it's a first-time writer who wrote this like little gem of a script. They went off and shot it. They've got a great cast. I mean, that's the thing about Clint Eastwood is he can bring in, you know, John Goodman's in it. He's fantastic. Justin Timberlake, the most famous dude in the entire world, in the movie. They put together a good little cast. I got lucky to be a part of it, and we shot it down in Atlanta in the spring. And it's coming out now. It's fantastic, and people love it.
Now, tell me about your character, Philip Sanderson. Are you a player?
I am a player. In my own mind, I am a player. I mean, it's funny. He's got, you know, I play this scout, and I play Clint Eastwood's nemesis. And in this character, you know, they were like, hey, we want to build this character. What do you think of it? What do you want to bring to it? And I was like, you know what I want? I want a big watch, like a big blinged out watch and a huge, like, baseball ring, like a World Series ring. Mm. And so they got me this replica World Series ring and this huge replica, like, blinged out watch, and I built the jackassness of my character on those two items.
Well, you know, Matthew, I think a lot of people, their idea of scouts are the octogenarians in Moneyball who are sitting around that don't know who Fabio is, or the guys that sit behind home plate with the jugs guns and they're just marking down velocity. These guys are interesting cats in real life, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We were at Turner Field the whole time, and I got to sit and talk with a lot of these guys. And, you know, one guy in particular is a bird dog scout for the Braves. And this is a guy who makes literally no money. Now, if he happens to find a kid somewhere out in some JUCO or, like, you know, some high school player, if he brings him in and he gets to the bigs, then he'll get, like, a bonus. If they sign him, he'll get, like, a tiny little bonus. But you're talking about a guy that works for no money, will drive hundreds of miles on rumor and on legend, and we'll assess guys across the board. And, you know, he's doing it for the love of the game. It's not like he, you know, this idea that he's making a lot of money and that he is wearing that, you know, the Atlanta Braves super, you know, the World Series ring or some big watch is a joke. I mean, this is a guy that's, you know, for the love of the game is the only reason he's doing it.
Speaking with Matthew Lillard, actor, he's in Trouble with the Curve coming out tomorrow. And you mentioned Amy Adams. And the thing that I find fascinating about Amy Adams, I mean, not only is she an incredibly talented actress with a huge range, but she can be total girl next door and total, like, sexy sex pot simultaneously. She's got that great range, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's, you know, I've been saying that she is, like, our generation's version of Meryl Streep. I mean, she's nominated 3 times. I don't know. I'm older than she is by a considerable, I say our generation. But, mm-hmm. You know, she's been nominated 3 times. She's incredibly talented. She's beautiful. And she jumps with both feet into a character. I will say that when she comes on screen in this movie, the whole film takes off. I mean, she lights up. And that's the thing about, you know, I think that when you look at Hollywood icons and you look at great actors and you look at somebody like Clint Eastwood or John Goodman, you know, there's when they get on screen, things take off and there's this thing about them that people respond to, and she has it. You know, that it thing, she has it.
Well, you know, Matthew, for you, your it thing, I thought, is that people see you and you look like someone very jovial. You look like a character that's going to make people laugh. And I think that's always served you well. But when you talk about being nominated last year when you're in The Descendants with George Clooney, what was it like being in a movie that was, you know, so well received, and it wasn't kind of more like a fun thing, but more, you know, a real Hollywood blockbuster drama?
Well, it's good. You know, I mean, that's the thing where, you know, we go through our lives looking for validation as actors. I mean, you know, you're only as good as your last role, and they'll cycle through you faster than you can shake a stick at. You know, you just see people come and go in this business. In a movie like that, an experience like that, the Academy Award run, the actors you're working with, the director you're working with, just kind of punches your card and keeps you around for a little while longer. And, you know, I'm proud of the movie. I love that film. You know, it's one of the highlights of my career. I just think that Alexander Payne's an incredible filmmaker. And, you know, we ran into this weird silent movie juggernaut called The Artist. And it's too bad, because I think that movie, I think that The Descendants is, in 10 years, will still be a movie that people will watch and will be moved by.
Now, you're an L.A. guy, if I'm not mistaken, and growing up, I would imagine you were probably a sports fan as well. I thought it was interesting when, you know, Brad Pitt played Billy Bean, and he said, yeah, I wasn't really into baseball. And I'm like, what? You're an American guy. But when you were growing up, were you Angels, Dodgers? And when you heard about this role, you're like, baseball sounds perfect for me?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little Brad Pitty. I'm a huge sports fan. Mm-hmm. To me, baseball and I never hit. I mean, we just never got along. Mm-hmm. I'll watch soccer. I'll watch football. If I could turn on a game right now, I would sit down and, you know, put my hands down my pants and enjoy the afternoon.
What does that mean?
you know, you sit there with your hands.
Oh, you mean sort of like loosen the belt with your knuckles?
Yeah, you warm up your hands.
Okay.
Warm up your bottom body. Yeah, you keep warm. But to me, baseball, you know, I never played. And I will say that my connection to baseball now comes through my son. I have a four-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And I bought like a rubber tee five, six weeks ago. I came back. I was in Australia, and I came back and I brought gifts, and the gift I brought was this little rubber tee. And we'll sit back there with 75 wiffle balls, and he'll hit them all and go shag the balls and bring them back, and we'll do it again. And that's my relationship with baseball, and I think that's why America loves baseball so much. It's passed down.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dad to son and generation after generation. And I think that's why, look, bringing back to the movie, it's a great story about a relationship between a father and a daughter against the backdrop of America's pastime. And I think that that's why America's going to come out and really love the movie.
And finally, Matthew, just want to ask you about John Goodman. Never had a chance to interview him and seen him host Saturday Night Live, you know, like a dozen times, and all the great roles that he's done from Raising Arizona, Big Lebowski. I mean, he seems like a great guy, and I hope that he is in real life as well. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, great guy. Just really solid. And look, that was one of those things that getting a chance, I mean, every scene I have is with him. You know, so he and I got along great, and, you know, it's nice when you get an opportunity, because I grew up with him, too. I mean, I grew up with, you know, I think Raising Arizona is one of my favorite movies ever made, mm-hmm. and the Coen brothers across the board are just unbelievable filmmakers. So to have a chance to work with him, you know, he lives up to the expectation. He's a quiet guy, he's simple, he's reserved, and then all of a sudden he'll break out with something and the entire set will laugh. You know, he's a natural. For sure.
Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Matthew Lillard, the movie Trouble with the Curve, out tomorrow. Matthew, congratulations. Another blockbuster. I'm sure it's going to be well received. Congratulations. And we look forward to seeing you in more big projects as the years go by.
From your lips to God's ears. Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you.